And after about 50 years or more than that, he came to Western country. And Swami Maharaj ordered me that you should come with me in Western country and help me. But at that time, anyhow, I could not come. But I know that there are two speakers, Sapta Sankalpa. So he reached that meeting. Only after 18 years. I am coming and seeing everywhere. All the devotees are honoring me. I have done some service to him. At the time of taking sannyas renounce order, I was in Mathura and I was performing all the duties. As such, the Swami is in so many ways, sending his books, so many ditties, his kartals, so many mridangs, also some peda, sweet peda from Mathura, so many times he liked so much, was fond of offering Mahaprasad to Krishna, so sweet and delicious. And he used to cook also. We remember the days when I was with him cooking ourselves. He was making chapatis and I was cooking them on tawa. I remember the days when he had nothing, a pie, a farthing, no good, these dresses. I used to keep my chadar and upon that we used to see, telling and hearing so many Harikatha there, and he was translating Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and other books. He lived so many years with me and I served him. And at last he told me that I am satisfied that you have come. I am going to my beloved Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you should give my samadhi with your own hand and help my mission. I know that they are not well.
They are not matured.
They know this difference between karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti and shuddha bhakti. So you should have it. I told that you are my shikshya guru. I will follow your order. So I think that he has brought me here and Krishna has arranged. But wherever I go, I see that so many Swamiji disciples and others are giving me help and inspiration to preach the message of Swamiji, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, for which he has come. He was Krishna, actually, but he has taken this mode and golden baby of Srimati Radhika to test himself. His mission, the root mission was to give the love and affection to whole world through Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
So our whole disciplic line from Sarvadamoda Raya Ramananda, Rup Sanatan Raghunath, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Ji Goswami, and after that Narottam Thakur and all others, and after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and our Gurudev, Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapada Swami Maharaj, all are in the same line and in same family. So they have come to give the same message which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to give. What is that mission? Love, affection to Krishna. We know that nowadays all kinds of science has gone so high. They have discovered so many new things. They have discovered nitrogen bomb, hydrogen bomb, and I don't know what bomb. From kitchen room to medical science, going and communication. If heart is wrong, they can give another heart here. Yeah. If mind is rotten, then they can replace. They can give monkey's mind here.
Brain.
They can do so much. But because of this science, there is something. First, we have forgotten our soul. We have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten to love each other. Everything of soul has been ruined and going to be more and more ruined, and world is going to on the top of ruin. Anyone is not happy with those who are not practicing bhakti yoga to Krishna and listening to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission and our disciples, gurus. Anyone is not happy. Perhaps they don't know that who am I? Who are you all? Who is the creator of this world? Sometimes I know that we have some doubt in Krishna and God, who has created this world or not. But all know that death is sure. Those who have birth, they must die one day. Today, after 2 days, after so many years, after 100 years, after 500 years, even yogi may die after some 1,000 years. Even Brahma will die, even all will die. The creation in whole will go and again creation. But who is the controller? Who am I? We should know. Who am I? Why you want to live? We should all know. All questions have been solved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. This mission. We know that there is no affection among, love among husband and wife, among brother and brother. To any, we can have so much belief on dogs, cats, but no believing each other. We know that husband has this
separate bank
account. We know that wife has separate account. We know that all children have separate account. Before 50, 60 years, 70 years, I have not seen like this in India. All in one family. But they were so happy. Loving each other and Krishna also. Practically, at that time, in any house by birth they were Vaishnava. Especially Brahmins in India. Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishya. World has come in our hands. We have seen so much crowded districts in Calcutta, Bombay, Delhi, here also. All these motors and motors and motors Everything making, 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 everything. I don't know when, always clapped together. Okay. I think the effect of this, improvement of this science, the improvement that we are coming nearer to this answer. This person. We will make a new motor and then it becomes old in this country. And after that they smash that motor and they begin new motor. The Vartaman civilization, the
present civilization,
is like this. So we should know that who am I? How can we be happy? And others can be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission. But you should know that I am part and parcel of God and the personality, supreme personality. It's Krishna. And we are all part and parcel of this Krishna. We cannot die. We cannot take birth. But we are thinking that, oh, I am this body. And all our mind and everything, I am control of all this. I will never die. I will never be old. No suffering at all. They are thinking. And so they are improving their science. But I think that they cannot make an ant leg seat. If one is dying, they can help in any way. Whole doctors and engineers making, they cannot save a moment to any living being. So I am thinking that this is not progress of science. Our this disciplic order is not coming only from 500 years from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is coming from Krishna originally. Brahma is our Adi Guru. After that, Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami. And from there, Madhvacharya and all. Then Madhvendra Puripad, Vishwara Puripad, and after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hamsat, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and his disciples all. We are so much fortunate to be in this line. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not sampradaya mode. But he has accepted being Bhagavan himself, being himself Krishna. He accepted like his guru, Sandipani Muni, Ramchandra to Vasishtha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this disciplic order. So we are so lucky in this. First we should know that we are not this physical body. From Upanishad, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has quoted one story like Upakhyan, that once Pashtapakra Rishi was so advanced in spiritual knowledge and he was like a yogi, realized so many things. He was Brahmajnani. He came to this Council of Maharaj Janak. Janak was himself a realized person. So, Brahma Jnani. And also, Bhakta also. When he came, the watchman, gatekeeper, took that Maharshi directed the Council of Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Yajnavalkya, Gautam, Vasishtha, and so many renowned persons, Brahmajnani,
there. A temple is there.
When he entered the council, he was black. He was eight-folded.
Sure.
Eight carved
body. He had so many devas, many patis, pair patas.
Crutches and stroke.
And he was so looking ugly. Having a stick, crooked this stick, had entered. Seeing this, all council began to laugh so
loudly.
He stood up by the help of his crooked stick and he laughed more than them, more loudly. Maharaj Janaka and all were wondering that why this person is laughing. Anyhow, Janaka Maharaj went to and gave pranam to that rishi, Ashtabhaka. Why you are laughing so loudly? He told that, please tell me why you are all laughing. He told that, he replied, we are laughing that you are eight-folded person, so ugly. And we are dead here. How you dare here to come? And you are laughing so much. He told that I am not laughing, but I am crying, weeping. That I have come from so long distance to see the council of Maharaj Janak. I have heard so much things, glory for his council, that all are so learned in Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, and they are also self-realized, they are Brahmajnani, there are so many yogis, Bharatrishi, so many persons. So I wanted to take darshan of them and I wanted to take the pictures of all the Brahmas. But in vain, everything in vain. No learned person, no Brahmajnani here, all are shoemakers.
Cobblers.
In Janak Maharaj, you are not seeing Jagadol, Kariki and all others? No, I am not. No, realizing them. All are
Kublar.
Experts in recognizing
leather.
This is kurum leather and this is this leather, this is that leather. This is bag and gold leather only. So I am returning to my ashram. Seeing this, they were threatened. Maharaj Janak fell flat on the lotus feet of that Ashtabhaka Rishi. And he begged him to tell some Brahmajnani. He told that we are not this physical body. We are so having this human body, we can recognize who am I? And who is actual Srishti Karta,
Creator,
Mane God, G O generator, operator and destructor of this world. Krishna is not only this. He is all the creators and all others. Master of master, his beginning, Sarva Karana Karan. Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Satchidananda
Vigraha,
Anadiradi
Govinda, Sarva Karana Karan. Eti Chans Kalapunsa, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Shvaya. Ram and all others, Isha and Muhammad, all are, these are only devotee of Krishna. Ram is the same like Krishna, Nrisimha Bhagavan, all 10 avatars. They are all Krishna. They can be told as manifestations of Krishna. But Krishna is himself authority and original of origin. He is ocean of rush. He is all power, attributes, everything. From him Baldev Prabhu has descended. From him all has come. So we should know all these facts. We are being derailed. Now how to come in the realm, in the way? You will have to follow and realize the Guru, bona fide Guru. There are some symptoms told in Bhagavad and Gita. Tad vidhi paripatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshantate jnana. Jnanama
satsadarshina.
If you want to realize all these things and know all these satsas, you will hope to go a realized person like Krishna, satsadarshi, and his parikar associates. You will have to go. As Arjun went to Krishna and surrendered totally to Krishna, and then he went. Krishna told something. Sarva dharmana parishtya mame ekam saranam bhaja aham tvam satatahate bho mokshe ityani masucha. So we should take shelter first in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Who is bona fide Gurudev? He is the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. He is the Akhanda Guru Tattva. We should know that our Gurudev, Shakha Kharitvena Samastha Shastra. We should respect our Gurudev more than Krishna. Not like Krishna, more than Krishna. Because they can take us back to home and back to God. So we should have faith. You should have faith on real Guru. Where no attachment at all with world, no worldly requirement, nothing. Only to serve the Modi, to serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. To serve us, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu. So we can believe on him. And he should be learned to all Vedas, Upanishads, sum and substance of all these scriptures, especially in Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that Gita is primary book. Who am I? Who is soul? Who is Krishna? What is Maya? First we'll have to take all these things from Gita. So Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, explained Gita and he translated Gita first and he gave this to the whole world. But we have heard also from our Gurudev and Swamiji has written everywhere that Srimad Bhagavad Gita is a book of
PhD,
but for advanced devotees.
For master degree, PhD.
I am not talking my word. Not sadhana, ordinary person can enter in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. When you will measure in Gita, Siddhan, then Srimad Bhagavat will begin from there. There you will have to read how Sukhdev Goswami went to Parikshit Maharaj and he answered his questions in Srimad Bhagavatam. There were only two questions. First, those who are dying at once, what they should do? That they should give charity or yoga bhyas or Archan, or what they can do? Malli Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
No, you can, if you can speak whole mantra, if you can Hare or Krishna or Ram, even half of this. Like Ajamil, he told Narayan for his son, not for Krishna. But he explained. Knew all these things, who am I? What is Maya? Why you are involved in these things? And how to get rid of these things? And how to serve? So, those who are dying at once, for them only remedy is that you should give Ganga Jal and Tulasi, and if it is not available, only chant Hare Krishna, and he should chant. And if he cannot chant, you should give this mantra in his
ear.
And at once, get rid of all this Maya. And he will, may come in another birth life in Gita.
Sukhinam
Simatangehe. He will have birth in Sukhinam, very pure that Vaishnava family. Like Pujyapa Siddhar Maharaj came in a very renowned Vaishnava family, Brahmin. Also Samiji, he came in a very respectable and Vaishnava family. On the next day of Krishna took birth, and that was Nanda Utsav. At that very day he came officer day, and he was given to play Mridanga, Kartal and deities, Radha and Krishna and Gaur-Nityan. He was playing with all the deities. So we know that they are not common persons, ordinary persons, general persons. So we should know that we are not this physical body, then soul, the part and parcels of Krishna. We are not habitant of this person. We are only like refugees here in this world. And one day we will have to give up this room. And if you will not like to give up, you will be bound to be back at this room in a moment, whether you like or not. So, being in human state, you should know Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan. From very boyhood, we should try to chant Hari name, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Thinking this word is as a Andhaku. You know Andhaku?
Deep well, blind.
No water. Some plants are there, like peepal tree and others. A person was going in the jungle for anything, for honey. At once a tiger, very precious tiger, persuaded him. And he was so afraid, save me, but there was none to save. There is this big and five trees, he could not climb, and at last his jaw. Oh, there is a well. And there are some trees, very little there, and he took in his hand and jumped up in the well, but he was hanging. He saw that so many dangerous serpents were there. They were doing like, oh, they were in a mood to bite. And if they will touch even, you will die. On the well, the tiger was roaring like a bait. And he was catching to branches of the tree, people tree. And he saw that a rat, two rats, one black rat and another white rat. They began to cut the branches. Oh, I will must die. And the many times he saw that on that upper branches there was some
beehive.
And draw very, very broad and sweet drops of madhu. He saw, and it did like his mouth open, and one drop came in his mouth. How sweet, how sweet. And next moment he was going to die. He must have died. But he forget everything. That inside the well, upper side well, the trees, branches were also. So here rats are like the people tree is like our past activities. Bad and good. That is called punya and paap. Two branches. And the rats, night and day, they are cutting. Oh, how many years you are old? Oh, I am half 100 years. Are you have lost your 100 years, you are not 100 years. No. So, this is well. If at that very time we can tell, oh Krishna, sarva dharmana pratyajyaman ekam saranam prajaya. If we will chant Krishna, remember Krishna, oh Krishna. That Krishna surely come and save us. Only this is the way. So Krishna can save us. He is our beloved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this love, this message to Govind. But Swamiji and Srila Prabhupada told that I have come to give that affection to love and affection for all these things. But I lost my whole time in cutting jungles here and there. What is that jungle? Mayavad, Sajyavad, ignorance, aparadha and all these things. He could not give that thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he has written his book. In his box he has given everything that are in Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam. He has explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, in his purpose, in Gita purpose, what the Saddham Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada has given, what our Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupa and Raghunath has given, but we have no eyes to see. If one of our Vaishnava will come, and if anyone will surrender soul, he can see all these things. So we should try to go deep in his books, in Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially then we will be qualified to read and to go deep in the books of Rupa and Raghunath, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all these sandarbhs. I think he has published one Tattva Sandarbh. I think that it will be so good. They are learned persons, they can make, they can translate also Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha and also Prem Sandarbha. I think that they can do. The books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, where all treasures of all Amrita,
nectar,
given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all things are there. We are Uttaradhikari.
Inherited
of this. But some of you thought, are all thought, that it should be kept for them, then when they will mature and they will be qualified, then they will see this. Like Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita in dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. A Brahman, his son was so poor, Brahman was dead. Any
astrologer
came there. and he was friend of his father. He came to that place and told that, oh, you seem very poor. Why you are poor? But you are not poor actually. You are the master of so much wealth. He told that, I am so poor. I have nothing. I am hungry. Nothing to hear, nothing to take, nothing to have. I have no hope. All you have here. You can take some thing and you can have so many golden coins there. He went to dig it in north side. Oh, don't. There are so many serpents that will bite you and you will die. He went to west. Oh, don't go. There are so many jakshas.
Protector of prayer.
Devil.
Beat you
or anything. And if you go to south, so many very poisonous insects will come and you will die yourself. Come with me. And he went in the east corner of the east side of that room and very little he died. And he found and received a very big jaw. And in that jar were golden coins full of brilliant. What is the meaning of this? That the astrologer is himself like Krishna or you. They are coming to us. We are inherit essence of Krishna, Uttaradhikari. Guru tells that, oh, you should do bhakti. You don't go towards yoga, jnana, tapasya, vairagya, charity and all other things. Only bhakti can save you. And bhakti is wealth. Prem prayojan. Only our Krishna prem and especially gopi prem is our
goal, ultimate goal.
Ultimate goal. Here, we can have to follow bhakti as a sadhan bhakti, nam sankirtana, all five kinds of bhakti, three kinds of bhakti, one kind especially harinam, indifferent to Krishna, nami, and nami are same. We should believe this and chant and start Vaishnavas, bona fide Vaishnavas, and be in the association. Bona fide Vaishnavas, there will be this wealth from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti to Brahma. This is our life of the whole of our life. Now, I think it is the time of
Earth.
I should not speak more than 40 minutes. So I'm ending my classes, and if I have done anything wrong, siddhant or anything, I should be forgiven for these things. And all good to Sri Guru Param. Gaur Pranam.
Or not?
Marina.
Hare Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda.